42602. Hey, it looks like your generator is going to get a workout till about 11.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to hold true to 9 o'clock, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I can't really do anything about it, but, yeah, I just got it serviced, so, yeah, it's been running all night.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and figured that out, and they said, like, between 7 and 8, and then I got pushed to 9 and now 11. I'm just hoping that every time this happens, they're finding, you know, whether it was a tree branch or whatever, and maybe they're improving it slowly. Who knows?
Yeah, well, they say, I looked at the status that they're either monitoring or assessing, so I don't know if they're actually doing any work to fix anything or what, but, yeah, I don't know what the cause is. These settings are pretty sensitive, I know that.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been on it for quite a while. My guess is they've got a protocol where they've got to go inspect everything, and who knows? One tree branch touches a line, and that's enough to create a ground and cause it to trigger the whole system. So yeah. I'd much rather have this, though, than, dealing with a fire.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd much prefer this. If you're prepared for it, then you can handle it, no problem. The alternative, I have no control over that, really.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mister, I hope you're having a good morning. I know you've got some amenities, but it was, thankfully, we've got a hot tub, so it was a bath in the hot tub this morning.
I have my hot water heater on the generator, so there was no issue there, but, yeah, I know everybody doesn't have the same situation, so that's why I monitor, just to see if there's anything going on out there, so we'll keep it on all day.
Yeah, my generator's not enough to run my well. That's the only downside. So, you know, it keeps the refrigerators going and my network and some lighting, but not the well. So that's the only bummer. But anyway, I hope everybody else is okay, because I'm sure there's a few in our area that are maybe listening, but who knows. All right, mister, glad you're doing okay. We'll talk to you later. WRCD 602.
Thanks, Jeff. You have a wonderful day yourself, and hopefully this won't last very much longer. We'll be back to normal. This is WRAG 842.
here. I heard you say you run in a generator. May I ask, is it out of line to ask what your KW rating is?
Oh, it's less than 5 right now, so real low.
Is that's not enough to run a whole household?
No. In fact, to run my whole household would probably take more than 20.
Is that because you're above average, would you say, with what you've got going on in your situation, or is that like a kind of a typical, household situation?
No, I think mine, I would consider mine typical, other than, you know, like I've got a hot tub in the mix there that stays running day and night. But from our experience with our other properties, 22 kilowatts, probably the minimum you want if you want an uninterrupted whole household, run your dryers, run the microwave, hot water heater, everything going, simultaneously, just like you're on the grid. You could probably do a household with maybe 10 to 11 kilowatt generator, as long as you're mindful of there's just certain things you're not going to be using, like, you'd probably want to cut the circuit to anything like a hot tub or a pool. Be mindful of using certain things simultaneously. You wouldn't want to run anything that pulls a lot of watts, like a microwave and a dryer at the same time. Heating system, you know, you got a heat pump, central air. You just have to kind of plan those kind of things out. Sorry about that. If you want total uninterrupted power, I'd say you need minimum of 20.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the tip. We're working on a 15 kW unit, and I was kind of hoping that that might be able to power. We have a, you know, kind of a small house, but a AC, refrigerator, the occasional dryer would be, you know, I think our big units, our big users. We don't use the microwave that much, but AC, I think, in this weather, and we don't have any kind of hot tub or pool, but AC and refrigerator, I think, is the most concerning one for us in our place.
You'd probably just be fine with that. Like I said, as long as you are mindful of other things, there's a great company here in town called Jordan Power Plus. And they specialize in Generac. I'm not sure if there's other generator services they provide, but they've been super helpful, and they can help calculate what your needs may be, or at least if you've already got something in play. There's circuits they can add to your house if it works with the generator that you've chosen that will add and subtract loads from your home so that you don't end up in a bad situation.
Cool. Well, could you repeat the name of the company again for me? I'm going to write it down this time.
Yeah, it's called Jordan Power Plus, and they've been super helpful for us. We've got our business and other family properties, and they've been extremely helpful. In fact, right now we're dealing with a 48 kilowatt generator that we're looking at for our business, and They're helping solve a lot of problems that we've run into in the past because we moved from single-phase service to three-phase service. And anyway, that's a whole different topic. But they're very professional, very helpful, good people.
Okay, thank you for the tip. Yeah, I might get in touch with them. Did you do the auto switch over, or I saw on some YouTube video that there's a manual where they looks like they install a kind of a sliding metal piece of sheet metal that doesn't allow you to be on grid and on generator at the same time. And I think the automatic system's a whole other animal.
Now, we've done all the auto switching, and it's really, in the long run, it's not that much more expensive to do the auto versus a manual switchover, and it's so much more convenient because, for example, if you're not home, and let's say you've got some animals in the house or something, and it's ridiculously hot, you know, the power drops, and your generator comes back on, the AC continues to run, keep your animals cool if they're in the house, your refrigeration, or in the wintertime, maybe the middle of the night when it's, you know, 20 degrees outside, something happens and the power drops and it just automatically powers up and you don't have to get out there and do anything. So I recommend the auto switch for sure. And, you know, a good propane tank as a fuel source and they're a good investment.
Okay. Thank you. That was that's good to know. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was kind of leaning manual. I'm not sure that our generator would be able to do the automatic. I'll have to look into it. Maybe I'll give these guys a shout and see. I don't know if they could do a free consulting, or do you know anything about that? Do they want to charge if they just check out your place and your situation?
We were never charged for consulting with them. I have just recently been having conversations with them about this. No, they're good people. Originally, we had JP Electric install the first round of generators that we did on another property, and they were fantastic. But I think I don't know if they're doing that anymore, if they're in business anymore. And they actually connected us with Jordan Power Plus, so everything's been really easy for us to deal with, and everybody's been super helpful. I don't know what your current generator is or if your thoughts were sticking with what you've already got, but we've been super happy with the Generac brand products, and they work every time. We haven't had a failure.
Yeah, we just got a it's a military generator. I don't know if you ever heard of a thing called GovPlanet, but we got we won an auction. Kind of a long story, not maybe for the air waves, but maybe we did the cart before the horse a little bit, but like I said, kind of a long story.
Oh, I've been on GovPlanet a lot, and you never know what you're going to see on there in their auctions. There's things that you wouldn't expect, like boats. I saw a couple of boats that I would have loved to have bought. But depending on what you're invested into that for, maybe it's not a bad investment at all. I think I was just looking up a 22-kilowatt generator, anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 just for the generator. I think the biggest expense is going to be your electrical contractor getting everything wired properly and connected properly. That's electrical work seems to have gone through the roof in the last few years, ridiculously, shockingly expensive compared to what I would think it should be. But that's not my profession, so it is what it is. But what you have might be just fine. I'm definitely not the expert in how we would adapt that into. Either Jordan Power Plus might be able to even assist you in that, or at least point you in the right direction if that's not something they would get involved in.
Yeah, I think I'll give them a shout. This is probably kind of a fringe thing. We looked at Generac, and like I said, we kind of made a bid on something, and surprisingly, we won. So I think we got what we got. So needs a little work. It's a military thing. But I think I'll give Jordan Power Plus. They got a website, do you know?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I just have, I just call them directly and talk to Mark, who I think is in Brookings now, but the company's here. Give them a call. The worst they can say is it's not something they get into, but my guess is that they would probably be able to either assist you or at least point you toward a resource that would be more appropriate for what you're doing with that military generator.
Did you say contact name Mark?
Correct. That's our point of contact, and he's been fantastic. I think he's kind of semi-retired, and that's why he's not usually in the area, but he's helpful. And then they've got there's other people down there that are extremely knowledgeable and I'm sure would be fantastic as well.
Okay, cool. You want me to give you a referral?
Oh, you don't need to do that. That's okay. I just hope they can get you pointed in the right direction and give you a little backup security there.
Yeah, I'm at the computer. I found them. Looks like JordanPowerPlus.com and Grants Pass, 541-218-4580. Does that sound about right on Omaha Drive?
Yeah, that should be it.
Cool. All right, cool. Thank you, and hey, appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this. So a little bit of a new territory for us.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Yeah, I hope they give you some good answers, and I hope you can utilize that that auction win in a good way. Sometimes those are great pies, so you never know.
I hope so. maybe one day if I run into you at that anywhere, or at maybe at one of those picnics that like they had a little while back, tell you about this. But anyway, yeah, thank you. I'm going to give them a call actually right now. So you have a good morning, and thank you again.
Yeah, anytime, no problem. 842, Ed, are you still out there? I had a question for you now that we were talking about kilowatts and the service needs. This is WRCD 602.
602-842.
Yeah, Ed, I don't remember if we talked before, but you're running a Generac system, correct?
Yes, exactly, and I second everything you said about Jordan Power Plus. I know those guys, they're out here once a year. They take care of my stuff, too. They're great people. What's the question?
What are you running for a kilowatt on your Generac?
This one's 20 kilowatts.
Okay, so yeah, that was kind of where I was thinking from our experience too, is that once you're around that mark, it becomes a lot easier to have a whole house solution. And you know, we still have to kind of make some decisions what we're going to run and what we're not, you know, as far as household appliances and stuff. But that's pretty freeing once you're around 20. It becomes a lot more reasonable, and you don't have to sacrifice much.
Exactly. Yeah, I do have the pump on the generator, but I can't use my microwave, you know. Stuff like that. Not everything is on it, but the basics that we need are.
Yeah, exactly. There's, you know, when the power's out, it's a temporary problem, and, you know, we can do without a couple conveniences for sure. We're not usually thinking about microwaving some corn dogs and running the dryer at the same time. When the power's out, we've got other concerns.
Absolutely. Like, I'm going to go cook a steak on my grill.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a much better solution. But, okay, that threw a little bit more data out there, and hopefully that helps. It was 983. I don't know if my brain retains that the right way, but and anybody else listening, so good deal. Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was 983. Yeah, no problem. And 11 o'clock, here we come. Hang in there. We'll talk soon. WRAG 842.
Thanks, Ed. WRCD 602.
842-602 WSGP 983. Thank you. Clear and monitoring.